KX93.5 Community Interviews.
KX93.5 is very happy to welcome to the show now Dennis Boyer. He's a trustee at Laguna Beach Community Foundation here in town, and we're going to talk all nonprofit-related things now in Laguna. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Good morning, Tyler.
So Laguna Beach Community Foundation, like you said, is sort of old but also sort of new in that it's been around for 10 years, but maybe people aren't aware of how to use its resources, or I don't know. What are some challenges these days?
Well, maybe a good place to start would be just to state the fact that community foundations, this is a 100-year-old concept.
Yeah.
It's been around for a long, long time. There are 1,400 community foundations throughout the world, 700 in the United States. Some of the community foundations in cities like Kansas City and Cleveland and others have billions of dollars,
wow,
billions of dollars under management. We sometimes humorously refer to ourselves at the Laguna Beach Community Foundation as a 10-year-old startup, because we're sort of in somewhat of a nascent stage, but so thankful that some founders 10 years ago had the good sense to discover this concept, to recognize the demographics of Laguna, the character of Laguna, and the huge number of nonprofits that are here. And so they had the smarts to set this up 10 years ago. So
right,
that's just a little background for you.
Well, let's talk about that fact that there are so many nonprofits in town, somewhere between 200 and 300 in a town that has 24,000 people that live here. How unique is that?
That is very unique. Per capita, I think we figured that's something like a nonprofit for every 100 residents or something like
that. Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really a high number. And the reason behind that, I think, is that you have a community that's really engaged in the things that they have a passion for, the philanthropic things that they have a passion for, whether it be the arts, whether it be human services, whether it be the environment, or any number of other things.
Right.
So that's possibly, it's a great place to live, as you know. I mean, you headquartered your radio station here.
Sure.
So you were attracted to Laguna.
Although
for
I didn't
many
know there were so many competing nonprofits when I started the radio station. I don't know if I would have reconsidered. I'm just kidding, of course. But yeah, it's a phenomenal number. And can that many nonprofits be successful in this town?
Well, I think they are.
Yeah.
And perhaps one of the reasons that they are is we have our Laguna Beach Community Foundation, that one of our charters is to help other nonprofits. So, you know, basically what we do is we promote philanthropy generally. So we just try to get people to be, you know, more generous, and we try to get them to be more generous for this community. So it's, you know, we say give where you live or endow Laguna. So we work with individual donors who set up giving funds with our organization. They put funds into a fund that has their name on it, and then they can allocate monies out of those funds to the charities of their, you know, of their preference.
Right.
But the other thing is, we work with the nonprofits in town to provide educational opportunities for them, that is, seminars. We have a speaker series, as you know, Tyler, because you were a guest quite a few weeks ago.
Right.
And we also have a grant station where nonprofits can come into our organization and go online nationally and identify potential grants that they can apply for.
Right.
So you asked about the success of local nonprofits. I think maybe we have a very small part in that.
Sure.
But it's a part we really are ambitious to play a larger part in as this organization matures.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can attest to that, certainly, being a nonprofit founder. Just reaching out to you guys for the first time, which I don't know why we hadn't done, but now we did. You're helping us identify potential donors. You're helping us get our message out to people who would be interested in it. And I've met so many people from having done that speaker series. And just call the Community Foundation. If you're a nonprofit, just make the call. And, and something good will come of it, certainly.
Well, it's a great organization. I sort of, speaking honestly, if you'd asked me 5 or 6 years ago what a community foundation was, I don't think I would have been able to tell you. And I think, sadly, a lot of people are in the same boat where they just don't understand what the concept is. But I got involved with the Laguna Art Museum, and we met with the Orange County Community Foundation, and that's the first time I learned what a community foundation did.
Right.
And I was really fascinated with the concept and started researching this, and then I was invited on the board of Laguna Beach Community Foundation by Rick Balzer, our chair at the time. And so I'm totally blessed working with a great board of trustees, fabulous staff, and Dan Pengaro and Rachel Lindsay, and just to have a chance to represent philanthropy in the community, and so it's really really terrific. I see myself as somebody who was somewhat commercially successful in my career, but that never suggested significance.
Right.
And to me, in my mind, this is what I hope to achieve is some more significance for myself in giving back to the community through the Community Foundation. Other people can do the same thing by encouraging their nonprofit to put their endowment funds with us,
sure,
by setting up personal giving funds with us, getting involved with their volunteer work with us or with other organizations that we can refer them to. So
right. Again, Dennis Boyer in studio. We're talking about local nonprofits and all the things Laguna Beach Community Foundation does. We should mention it's right above Zinc Cafe.
Just next door.
Yeah.
The website is www.lagunabeachcf.com.
I was going to ask you what that was, so thank you. And people can go there or make a phone call, whether they're a donor or a nonprofit or whatever, to find out how they can either give funds or perhaps receive funds through your resource.
That's right. That's
great.
Right. The funds that we distribute now are primarily the funds from individual donors who have their philanthropic funds with us. So we have some influence on that with those donors, but primarily those are funds that come from individual donors.
Right.
What our ambition is to grow to such a size where we really are generating income off of the investments that we're making and dispensing our own funds from the foundation to the community. So we have ambitions to grow to roughly $25 million in funds under management in 3 to 5 years.
Are there any?
We are doing great.
Well, it's something that our station never thought about when we started actually, you know, getting some donations and making some money. We thought, okay, we have a bit of a bank account now. And then you have to think about, well, it shouldn't just be sitting there. And that's where you come in to help nonprofits make money with their money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And if it's sitting with a normal, let's say a Morgan Stanley or one of the big investment firms.
Right.
I mean, those fees are sort of going to Wall Street, right? Or they're
right.
going to the, you know, the
it's
financial.
Not staying in town.
Yeah. So if you put it with a community foundation, those funds are really going to help build what we're building with the Community Foundation and dispense those funds into town. Let me be clear, though. We work with many financial professionals.
Sure.
So financial professionals who want to deliver better services to their clients and know more about the philanthropic community will work with us very closely on that particular matter. So we are really symbiotic with financial advisors.
But the money's staying in town. And with our local nonprofits and our local foundation, I think that's very important to Lagunans.
Right.
Yeah.
And Tyler, I think it's also fair to mention that if a donor has a donor advised fund with us, a giving fund, and they want the money to go to, let's say, their college or university or I don't know, Doctors Without Borders, right, or something outside of town. There's no restrictions.
Of
they course. They can you know, send that money that way. But we just encourage.
We like Laguna.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, thank you very much again, Dennis Boyer in studio, a trustee at the Laguna Beach Community Foundation. We're involved. Your nonprofit should be as well. And if you're a local donor, then you should definitely make the call. What's the website once more?
It's www.LagunaBeachCF.com.
Great. Well, thank you very much again, Dennis.
Thanks
and,
a million,
we
Tyler.
We love all the good you guys do in town, and there's so many nonprofits to support, and you guys are at the forefront of that, so thank you.
And great success, continued success to KX93.5.
KX93.5 supports its Laguna Beach community. If you have a public service announcement or local cause to promote, please email Tyler at KX93.5.com to be on the show.